Kyle, where'd you get that done?
Oh, Salon 36 in Long Street. They have outstanding expertise and a really professional approach. They even have a barber that my other half uses. It's an excellent service all round.
Oh, it's great. I must book at once.
Here, use my phone. 01 935 812 884.
Salon 36, Long Street, Sherborne, DT9 3BS. You can also follow Salon 36 on Facebook. Abbey 104.
Well, hello, good evening to you. You're listening to Abbey 104 on 104.7 in the Sherborne and Yeovil areas and online. My name is Terry Bennett, and welcome to Organ Stop, a new programme for the first Sunday of each month between 8 and 9pm. As the name would suggest, the programme's dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ, and will feature mainly classical composers, but we may deviate from these slightly from time to time. So the introductory music there was the Fantasia from Bach's Great Fantasia and Fugue in G minor. The composer Charles Marie Vidor was born in Lyon in 1844 into a family of organ builders. He died in Paris some 93 years later after having compiled a lifetime of orchestral, organ, chamber, choral and piano works, of which probably the best known are his 10 organ symphonies. The famous organ builder Aristide Cavelcol was a friend of the family, so organ music was very much in the blood. Vidor quickly established himself as a virtuoso on the instrument and mixed in the Paris organ circles with the likes of Charles Gounod and Camille Saint-Saëns. At 25, he became provisional organist of Saint-Sulpice in Paris, but despite this remained there for some 64 years. His Toccata from his Fifth Symphony is surely the best-known work. His best-known work, and is known to have influenced subsequent works by Guigou, Boalman and Moulez. Although Vidor was pleased with the renown that the piece attracted, he's known to have been unhappy with the speed at which other organists play it. His own recording, when he was 89 years old, was at a much more sedentary pace. The piece has also gained a lot of popularity as a wedding recessional following Princess Anne's wedding to Mark Phillips, and has thus become a bit of a headache for a lot of village organists. So here we go. Our first piece tonight, then, is the Toccata from the Fifth Symphony by Charles Marie Vidor.
Thank you.
the Toccata in F major from the Fifth Symphony for organ by Charles Marie Vidor, played there by Clevi Kinimieni. Don't know what the instrument was, but the Fifth Symphony from Charles Marie Vidor. Get the words out. We're going to move on. We started this evening with a piece by J.S. Bach, the Great Fantasia Fugue. We played a little bit of the Fantasia for the opening section there. We're going to move on to the fugue. Bach wrote the Great Fantasia Fugue in G minor in 1720, and the theme was based on a Dutch popular tune, and he first performed it in a visit to Hamburg. The Fantasia differs very substantially from the fugue, with the former comprising a very grand opening, as we heard, interspersed by two quieter, more melodic passages prior to a very grand ending. The fugue is a wonderful blend of contrapuntal melody, weaved in the manner in which only Bach can really achieve. It's generally regarded as one of Bach's finest works for organ. So here we have the Fugue in G minor by J.S. Bach.
Thank you.
David Good at the organ of Trinity College Chapel in Cambridge with Bach's Fugue in G minor, BWV 542. Now, I did say that we might deviate occasionally from the pure organ theme, so here's a short piece featuring the organ and trumpet. Marc-Antoine Charpentier was a French composer of the Baroque era, who lived between 1643 and 1704. Here we have a prelude from his Te Deum with John Padley at the organ of Sherborne Abbey, and David Sheed on trumpet. Charpentier's prelude from the Te Deum on the organ of Sherborne Abbey, played by John Padley, with David Sheed on trumpet. Elgar's Enigma Variations for Orchestra, Opus 36, were composed between October 1898 and February 1899, and dedicated to my friends pictured within, as Elgar put it, with each variation representing a musical sketch of an acquaintance. Surely the most famous of these is Nimrod, which was dedicated to a close friend and at times fierce critic of Elgar's, Augustus Jaeger. The name Nimrod refers to an Old Testament patriarch described as a mighty hunter before the Lord, Jaeger being German for hunter. Here we have Nimrod from the Enigma Variations by Elgar. Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma Variations, played there by John Scott Whiteley on the organ of York Minster. Time for something a little bit more contemporary. William Mathias was a French composer who lived between 1934 and 92. His compositions include an opera, three symphonies, three piano concertos, but he's perhaps best known for his Anglican choral works, including an anthem specially written for the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer in 1981. His processional for organ is one of a number of organ pieces that he composed and is performed here by John Scott, former director of music at St. Paul's Cathedral. The famous die-away period from St. Paul's Cathedral, up to 10 or 15 seconds there, and that was the processional by William Mathias, played on that organ by John Scott, a piece composed in 1964. We're staying with St. Paul's Cathedral for the next piece. It's another by another famous 20th century French organist, Marcel Dupré, who lived between 1886 and 1971. Like Vidor, he was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music, and also was acquainted with Caval Coll at an early age. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists, who were to follow in the great French tradition. The Prelude and Fugue in B major is one of three similar pieces, but perhaps the most glittering. The Prelude and Fugue in B major by Marcel Dupré.
Thank you.
The late John Scott at the organ of St Paul's Cathedral with Dupré's Prelude and Fugue in B major, Opus 7, number 1. Time for something completely different. I did say that there might be the odd surprise thrown in during the hour. Reginald Dixon was organist of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool from 1930 until 1970, and he sold more recordings than just about any organist before or since. He's made thousands of broadcasts and remains surely the best-known cinema and theatre organist. Here, a short piece by him. Late great Reginald Dixon at the organ of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with a piece composed by J.A. Glover Kind in 1907, otherwise known as I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. Back to the more serious stuff now, and George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems. The water music dates from 1717, when King George I requested that a concert be held on the River Thames. The piece was originally scored for a large orchestra with that in mind. Its first performance was on Wednesday the 17th of July 1717, on a barge somewhere near Whitehall.
Thank you.
Ian Tracy at the organ of Liverpool Cathedral there with Handel's Water Music from Suite No. 2 in D Major, HWV 349. Louis Vierne was another of the great French organists of the late 19th and early 20th century. He was born in Poitiers in 1870 and was nearly blind from birth. He entered the Paris Conservatory and from 1892 served as assistant organist to Vidor at Saint-Sulpice. He subsequently became principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral, where he stayed until his death in 1937. Here we have an example of his work, one of the 24 pieces in a free style. Very sparing use of the tremulant demonstrated there by Peter Herford at the organ of Ratzeburg Cathedral in Germany with Louis Vierne's Berceuse from the 24 pieces En Style Libre. Sir George Thorburn Ball was born in Australia in 1896, but like Handel 200 years before him, spent most of his musical career in London, where he began a long association with the Temple Church. This lasted from 1923 until 1983. He became president of the Royal College of Music and was a regular broadcaster. Amongst the best known of his works for organ is the Elegy, part of which was played at the funeral of Princess Diana in 1997. It originated from an improvisation which Thorburn Ball was required to provide when a BBC broadcast of Choral Evensong ended a couple of minutes early. The piece is simple in construction and well within the capability of most non-professional players. Hugh Williams at the organ of St Paul's Cathedral there was Sir George Thorburnball's elegy. Well, time is going to defeat us here, but church organists at all levels are required, whether occasionally on a regular basis or on a regular basis, to provide improvisations to cover periods of silence during the liturgy. Within the Roman Catholic Mass, these intervals can extend for several minutes, allowing the organist to extemporise at length on a particular theme, hopefully relevant to the liturgical season or germane to the hymn that has been sung. John Longley, who lived between 1907 and 1991, was a French organist who established a reputation for improvisation as well as composition. Here we have his improvisation on the 9th century plainsong hymn tune, Veni Creator Spiritus. Seems a shame to fade that, but I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop, initial edition of it. I'll be back with another hour of the same on Sunday the 2nd of April. Join me if you can on Friday evenings between them, now and then, for my regular slot between 9 and midnight. Until then, good night.